Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Well, I first proposed this last week. I was actually shocked to see that the Trump administration is considering it, and they should. But I'm not sure they're going about it exactly the right way. Leaked out yesterday, they are considering taking gun rights away from transgender individuals. Now, there's not a lot of details on it, so maybe I'm missing the detail I'm looking for. But here's what they've got. The media's going wild over this. Department of Justice reviewing possible, this is Newsmax, possible steps to restrict firearms access for individuals diagnosed with gender dysphoria. Okay. DOJ officials say a recent series of shootings involving individuals reportedly, it's been over 15 of these shootings. One of them was a knifing. Reportedly struggling with gender identity has prompted the department to examine whether new safeguards are needed. DOJ source told Newsmax, Democrats have long pressed for common sense gun control, adding this seems pretty common sense to me. According to the source, multiple internal meetings have been held on potential approaches, including whether to bar transgender individuals from purchasing or owning firearms while deemed unstable and unwell. Okay, we're still missing the key part of this. They're getting close to it, though. I propose this. If you are on cross-sex hormones, you should not be able to buy a gun. You should not. Why? You put this into Google. Cross-sex hormones and schizophrenia, cross-sex hormones and psychosis. It'll blow your mind what comes up. I actually tweeted it. So this is not just some papers on Google or some links. You know, Google is obviously heavily censored. This is Google's own AI. And you know what it says? For girls, think the Tennessee shooter. For girls, when they go on cross-sex male hormones, what happens, the central nervous system is protected from psychosis by estrogen. Well, it knocks the estrogen out to go nuts. Audrey Hale. That's what you get. You get Audrey Hale. And you read her writings and how she felt disassociated from herself, disassociated from reality. That's classic psychosis. It was the cross-sex hormones. Now, go look at the Minnesota shooter who described very similar feelings. What did the Google AI admit causes that in boys? In men, it happens when they go off the cross-sex hormones. That's when they experience psychosis. I'll read it to you from Google. They're talking about using cross-sex hormones. It says they, quote, can play a role in the onset or exacerbation of psychosis. That's Google. We know this. We know this. And those cross-sex hormones, that's an off-label use. They were not manufactured for that. Democrats tell us you can't use ivermectin off-label. It's supposed to be used for parasites. You can't use hydroxychloroquine off-label. It's too dangerous. But cross-sex hormones, yeah, go ahead, do that. This is a montage from the Laura Ingraham show of detransitioners who went on cross-sex hormones talking about how it made them feel. It is exactly what these two shooters described in their manifestos. Take a listen.
I was severely depressed, and it just kept getting more severe as I got older.
I started to have a really disturbing sense that, like, a part of my body was missing, almost a ghost limb feeling.
Dealing with some of the, like, more underlying issues in depth would have definitely been a better place to start.
Yeah, he says, you know, you shouldn't have put me on these hormones. You take hormones of the opposite sex, that is a dramatic effect on you. Dramatic. So, since we scientifically know that taking these cross-sex hormones causes psychosis, first, you know what we should do? We should ban them. Stop using them. It's incredibly dangerous use. But as long as people are taking them, if you want to do a gun ban of some kind, and we do this for other people who legitimately, happens here in South Carolina, legitimately have psychological issues, you take these cross-sex hormones, we know it causes psychosis. We know that. You can't buy a gun. Should be on a registry. You are literally taking a product that causes psychosis. And the Democrats could call it medicine all they want. Even Google admits this is the case. Folks, more information coming out on the Minneapolis school shooter. By the way, I read this on Monday. He says he blames himself for buying into the brainwashing. Says he realized at the end of all this transition that science actually can't, you know, make you into a woman, that we don't have the technology. He regretted it, said it ruined his life, and said nobody should go on cross-sex hormones or smoke pot before they're 17. He said it'll ruin your mind. And folks, he said he was done. He was leaving transgenderism behind him. The left still won't let him go. They keep referring to him as her. They keep saying he's trans. He was not trans anymore. That was the problem, he said. And they won't let him go. No, he's trans. No, he's not. Read the manifesto. The problem is you tried to transition him and it was a disaster. He destroyed himself, he said.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
And now, folks, we're getting a deeper look into this guy. What has broken the UK Daily Mail and New York Post overnight. By the way, all this being blacked out by the mainstream media. This guy was so steeped in left-wing gender ideology and psychosis. The very same kind, by the way, that Seattle is now telling parents they cannot opt their school children out of. This is a guy who was dating a girl who referred to herself as them, not she, who identified as a furry. But no, wait, if you ask kids a decade ago, what's a furry? They'd be like, I don't know. It's just made up wackadoodle by the left. Deranged transgender Minnesota shooter Robin Westman had recently dumped his longtime girlfriend, raging about her blue hair and pronouns. Complaining about not being able to murder her because it would literally blank up his plans to massacre kids. His ex was identified by the Daily Mail as 22-year-old Abigail Bodick, who the outlet called a furry. She identifies as a furry. You can see her picture there dressed up as an animal, which she thinks she is, she says. And of course, she's got all of the satanic piercings. They always say, you know, they look like the bride of Satan. I don't know what it is with these liberal women. They do. They look more satanic every day. In a series of sick documents linking the shooter, Westman, after the shooting, linking to the shooter after the shooting, Westman repeatedly refer to this person named Abby, calling them a catalyst for his deranged behavior and the root of my suffering. Why? They're both so steeped in this cuckoo for coconuts gender ideology. It made him crazy. You can see what happened here. There's this tension between him and his mom, and he admits in the end, Mom, I was right. You can't transition. This ruined my life. No one should do this before 17. Have you heard this anywhere else? Nobody's talking about it. He was a detransitioner. He went crazy because of these hormones. It ruined his life. And you know what I bet happened here, folks? There is a crazy essay online by a dad whose son took these hormones. Doctor said just take it. Didn't tell him any of the side effects. You know what one of the side effects is? You start taking these hormones before 17, just like this kid said? Micropenis. I mean, I don't mean to be blunt, but that's when stuff's growing down there. You know, as a teenager, it gets a lot bigger. You know what I mean? Yeah. Number one, micropenis. Number two, can't climax. No ability to have the most important kind of relationship you'll ever have with another human being, which is a sexual relationship. You cannot fully connect. And he was horrified because his son had a micropenis and was incapable in relationships of, yeah. I bet you this kid's the same way. I bet that when he says, I ruined myself, nobody's going to admit, I mean, a boy, a dude. Let me tell you what happened here. He started dating this girl. She's cute. He started dating this girl. She's into they, them, furry, left-wing cuckoo ideology. He picks it up. His mom fights, but eventually relents and lets him change his name. He goes on the hormones. He says no one before the age of 17 should take. What is he saying? He's telling us how he ended up. What caused the ultimate breakup? The dissolution of this couple, you know, this couple's relationship. Folks, you can see right through this. The left destroyed this kid. And by the way, preyed on a person who, by the way, before was not mentally stable. He's telling us no cross-sex hormones. Listen to him. Listen to him. Nobody wants to listen to him. By the way, yesterday at the hearing, do you know what the Democrats were saying? It's Kennedy's fault that this kid shot up that school. RFK Jr.'s. Want to know why? Because one line in the manifesto, the kid was mad because, you know, COVID shots weren't getting the respect they deserve. And so we ignore all the rest of it, and it's RFK's fault. Folks, you know what psychosis is really? It's an entire political party refusing to live in actual medical reality.